It's official. Higher interest rates are coming soon. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 21st day of April. Thanks for being with us again today. After a tough report on lost subscribers, Netflix is warning against password sharing. The most common debt collection problem is explained. We'll tell you about that. Amazon taking on UPS and FedEx in a new way. You know that Kit Kat bar? It's going to cost you more. The company that lost revenue, but its stock was up today by over 4%. How does that happen? We'll tell you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and that didn't take long as CNN Plus bites the dust. For the interview, you'll hear about the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting and its acquisition of Iowa Watch. My guests are Lyle Muller and Pam Dempsey. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yes, this is the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. And yeah, you can still follow us on Twitter all day, all night. All you have to do is find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the stock market reversed course on Thursday and headed down following remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who indicated the central bank is moving toward more aggressive interest rate hikes, like 0.5% in May. Early in the session, Wall Street was on a roll, but all of that ended following Powell's comments as the Dow shed over 368 points on the day. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. This week, Netflix reported a loss of over 700,000 subscribers worldwide. That was in stark contrast to the expected 2.5 million gains. The bad news tanked Netflix stock, and now the company is taking action against password sharing, one of the continuing problems the company has had for years. Netflix, which currently boasts over 221 million users, saw record growth in demand in the early days of the pandemic, as people around the world were stuck at home and flocked to their screens to binge-watch shows and movies. But the sharing of passwords and stiff competition from other streaming platforms have made it harder for Netflix to pull in new viewers. To increase subscribers and curb revenue loss, the company suggested it would implement a number of new measures, like charging users a fee for sharing passwords and introducing a cheaper advertising-supported plan. In a letter to shareholders, the company said there are more than 100 million households that use Netflix but do not pay for it. Last month, Netflix announced it would begin testing ways to make users in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru who share passwords for a fee, and they would charge for additional members. So watch for that to happen domestically as well. Well, it should come as no surprise that many Americans are facing mounting medical debt in light of what we've been through over the past 2 years. But what is shocking is that much of the debt that goes to collections isn't debt that's actually owned. CBS News is reporting that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found that people's most common debt collection complaints last year had to do with efforts to collect on a bill that they said did not belong to them. Between 2018 and 2021, public complaints about collection attempts for medical bills consumers said they did not owe jumped 31%. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found that that number is huge. Roughly 1 in 5 U.S. households carries debt related to health care, according to federal data. Medical bills are the most commonly reported item on consumer credit reports. So here are some stunning numbers. 2021, the Bureau sent more than 750,000 complaints to roughly 3,400 companies for those companies to review the accuracy of the bill. The median medical debt in the U.S. is $310. In 2021, 15% of debt collection complaints were about attempts to collect on a medical bill. Consumers receiving collection notices for a medical bill often report being unfamiliar with the listed provider. And consumers also report that collection notices often contain large amounts of personal medical information. And many Americans say that they pay medical bills simply to avoid adverse financial and privacy consequences, even if they feel the debt is not valid. Communities where more minority or low-income individuals live, and young adults and veterans, are more likely to have medical bills reported on their credit reports. This is a mess. And in March, leading credit rating firms Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion said they plan to drop most medical debt from consumers' credit reports starting this summer. Well, once partners, Amazon is taking UPS and FedEx to the woodshed, and this could be a big deal. Entrepreneur is reporting that the e-commerce giant announced the launch of its Buy with Prime program. So what's that? The new service provides third-party retailers access to the company's extensive shipping and fulfillment network, even for orders on non-Amazon sites. Retailers using the service will have the option to attach the Prime icon to items on their website that are eligible for free two-day or next-day delivery. Additionally, Prime members will be able to use the payment and shipping information associated with their Amazon accounts to place an order. It's a major opportunity for Amazon to cash in, as sellers will pay various fees for payment processing, fulfillment, storage, and more. Well, you know that Kit Kat bar? Get ready. It's going to be costing you more. The Guardian is reporting that Nestle, the owner of Kit Kat, Häagen-Dazs, and Felix Cat Food, raised its prices up by 5.2% in the first 3 months of this year and has said rising costs will force it to increase them again soon. Nestle is the latest major brand owner to warn on the impact of rising prices of raw ingredients combined with higher energy, fuel, labor, and transport costs. Well, when it comes to earnings, ATT seems to be on a roll. MarketWatch is reporting that the company posted better-than-expected wireless subscriber numbers for its latest quarter. That marked a transition for the company, as well as was the first full period to contain financial results from the Warner Media business that the telecommunications company has since spun off. The company on Thursday posted revenue of $38.1 billion. Now, that was down from $43.9 billion in the first year quarter last year. So how could that be a win? I mean, if $38.1 billion this quarter, down from $43.9 billion last year's first quarter? Well, get this. The prior year's total included results from the company's U.S. Video and Vero businesses that have now been divested. So in this case, less is actually more. AT&T officially spun out its Warner Media business on April 8th in a combination with Discovery, and the company now plans to refocus its energy on the telecommunications side of the business, and investors seem to like that. AT&T was up by 78 cents a share, or 4% gain, to $20.21 a share at the close of business on Thursday. Well, as we reported earlier, it became a lousy day on Wall Street following Fed Chair Jerome Powell's remarks on inflation and interest rates. The Dow cratered by 368 points to settle at 34,792, while the Nasdaq fell by 278 points to close at 13,174, and the S&P 500 fell by 65 points at 4,393. High-growth stocks like Meta, which is Facebook, Alphabet, which is Google, and Amazon, fell as investors worry about how the higher rates would impact their future growth potential. Meanwhile, on the other side, airline stocks weathered the day and continued to see increases. And finally, there is this, and this didn't take long. When it launched in late March, CNN Plus was hailed as the digital future of CNN. The new streaming service didn't even survive a month. New parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has announced that it will pull the plug on CNN Plus on April 30. CNN had planned to spend $1 billion on CNN Plus over the next 4 years, but the network struggled to attract subscribers willing to pay $5.99 a month for the standalone app. Warner Brothers Discovery plans to unite all of its brands, including HBO Max and Discovery Plus, under a single streaming service. Three words: wait and see. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, you'll meet Lyle Muller and Pam Dempsey. It's a big story coming from two nonprofits, Iowa Watch and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. What does it mean when it comes to in-depth news coverage about agriculture and rural issues? We'll talk about it all, and that is just a click away.